Flying in coach is never comfortable, but it gets downright awkward for bigger passengers, as airlines increasingly single out customers they deem too fat to fly. The issue made headlines this month when Kevin Smith was thrown off a Southwest Airlines flight because the crew determined he was too big. Mr. Smith vented, "I broke no regulation, offered no safety risk. What, was I going to roll on a fellow passenger? I was wrongly ejected from the flight." Airlines are generally clear about how they determine when a customer must purchase an additional seat. Most use the armrest test, requiring customers who cannot lower both armrests to buy an extra seat. But the enforcement of such rules can result in humiliation when large customers are singled out in front of a plane full of passengers. Southwest has had a policy in place for years, requiring that passengers who can't fit into a single airline seat must buy two. Last year, United set a policy to get large passengers to buy an extra seat after it received 700 complaints in 2008 from customers whose seatmates did not fit into a single seat. Since then, that number has dropped to about 100. The rules have long been denounced as discriminatory by advocates for the obese, but they have gained the support of flyers who believe charging passengers who take up more room than the average person is only fair. Passengers crowded by a seatmate often find themselves making the difficult choice between confronting that seatmate about his or her size or enduring the discomfort for the entire flight. Facing criticism from all sides, some airlines have responded by tweaking their policies. Air France, which for the last 5 years has offered passengers with high body mass the option of buying a second seat in economy at a 25% discount, said it would now reimburse the cost of the second seat if the plane wasn't full.